listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer returns for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, the first one in November. This is November the 4th, 2021, and this is the first kind of daily for the basketball team here as they get ready to play here in just a couple hours in the first preseason game or exhibition matchup, whatever you want to call that. But anyways, we're going to call it the preseason here on the Triple P, the Purple Project Podcast. It's been a few days since our last daily game. We expect my co-host, me, and Alex Aiden to talk KU. That episode will be out tomorrow, 24 hours before game time over there in Lawrence. So much to talk about on that end. But meanwhile, let's focus on basketball for a few minutes. Here, the men, obviously, we will catch up with the women's as the week progresses here on the first week of November here. K-State here tonight getting set to get their preseason action on here against the Pittsburgh State team here. Obviously, Bruce Weber in his, his 10th season, starting his 10th season here in the Little Apple here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. Here at his time at K-State, obviously, just focusing on that, and 24th year overall as head coach in college basketball, 170 against 130 losses, obviously, and against Pitt State in his preseason career, he is undefeated, 3-0. And then you look at the on the other side of the sidelines, that's going to be Kim Anderson over there, the head coach of Pitt State. So the starting lineup tonight, obviously. No, by the way, this is a 7 o'clock Central Time tip inside Bramlage Coliseum. As obviously K-State ended the basketball, there was a lot of downs last year with this group last year, a lot of young guys last year, and there's been a lot of change actually within this group. Obviously, the four transfers that came over to Manhattan during the offseason, transfer portal was hot and heavy for K-State this past year. We'll see if they improved, obviously, when you look at this roster. And again, we got so much to obviously get into here with basketball, obviously, here in the upcoming weeks here. As we get into it, obviously, we still have football to deal with on that side as well. So again, so much to get into. But anyways, the men's team, obviously, you're looking at this projected starting lineup. You're talking about just focusing on that, obviously. And probably this weekend, you will get a little bit more deeper depth into both rosters for K-State, for the men and women's, while I'm thinking about it. But right now, just for tonight anyways, the starting lineup, obviously, Mike McGurl. Mike McGurl, the super senior, the Skylar Thompson of this K-State men's group, decided to come back after what he witnessed last year. But he played hero ball late last year. He came with some big baskets toward the end of the year, obviously. So he's got a chance to, you know, obviously, you know, he prior to last year, he came off the bench a lot, but he got in that starting role and kind of progressed into that leader as the year progressed. So it's going to be really interesting to see, again, this extra year, how he progresses here, obviously. So we'll see about that. Mark Smith, he was one of four transfers, a guard. It's going to be interesting to see what he does to interject. This is, looking at this lineup anyways, this is going to be the first time they're going to be out here trying to gel together. So we'll see, you know, yes, it's Pitt State and whatnot, but we'll find out, you know, some questions. All of our questions about this men's basketball team will not be answered in the preseason, obviously, but we're going to get looks at a lot, pretty much hopefully all of these transfers. That includes Mark Smith, who is penciled into the starting lineup here. And then the fabulous freshman from last year turned sophomore, or is still a freshman, whatever you want to call it, in the COVID season. But we're going to roll with the tongue here and go with the sophomore, Nigel Pack. Oh, yeah, this dude came out of the box shooting and making threes a year ago. And I'm excited to see what his growth will be like here as the 2021-2022 campaign here begins. That's the 2-guard, 2-4 lineup there. And, of course, that's a 3-guard lineup with the 2 forwards here and the second of the 4 transfers that coming over from coming to K-State. That is Ishmael Massoud. K-State, the website, obviously, kstatesports.com, did a profile on him and his journey all the way here to K-State, obviously. So he's got a little bit of size to him, obviously. And again, I have not seen him play. Obviously, that's going to be solved here as we about to kick off this men's basketball season here. And then, obviously, KCE's Yaegu, the other forward here tonight in the starting lineup against Pitt State. And he started a couple games last year. He was battling injuries on and off the court as well. But, he can be, he can give you productive minutes whichever way. So he's in the projected starting lineup as well. And, of course, you look at the preseason history here. K-State 69-20. And then you got to go down here a little bit here. Obviously, their last meeting against Pitt State, obviously, was a few years ago, back in 2018, when they pretty much dominated 79-39 in this game as well. So K-State will play an exhibition game for the first time since sweeping another pair of Division II foes, Emporia State and Washburn two years ago as well. They knocked off Emporia State 86-49, a few years ago. And then they knocked off Washburn by 10, 66-56, to begin that 2019-20 season as well. So that's just some of the highlights there for K-State heading into this ball game against Pitt State here in this preseason matchup later tonight as well. So looking forward to some basketball as that's really starting to ramp up now here with, and obviously here a little bit later on in the week, we will recap a little bit what took place with the K-State women in their preseason matchup with Washburn last weekend. The Purple Project Podcast, Triple P. Find it wherever you get your podcast: Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon, and a lot more coming up next on the Pearl Project Podcast. Of course, the return of the weekly podcast finally, and a whole lot more, obviously, in the World Series. Obviously, you know what happened on that end, and we'll set the stage for KU in Lawrence this weekend. It's Eddie Greer III signing out. The Pearl Project Podcast continues. Go Cats!